serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Yes, it is, as always. We're down here at The Ridge for the CSE Sports Roadshow. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and our first guest up tonight as we talk CSE softball is going to be Kaylee Ness, head coach Kaylee Ness, joining us here on The Roadshow. Remember, it's brought to you by Security First Bank, and it's down here at The Ridge, our final show of the spring. Hard to believe that, but it's cool that it's spring because we get to talk about softball and this team that's doing really good. But first of all, Kaylee, welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You were really eager to get up here and get started on the intro there.
Yeah, I was ready to go.
I know that you're excited to talk about your team, and I don't blame you at all because, boy, last weekend, incredible. Adams State was here, and a team that I know that you guys really wanted to take at least three, if not sweep all four of those games with the playoffs in sight down the road, and you shut them out every single game. All four games, four shutouts, fans. What was it? 3-0, 5-0, 7-0, 10-0, and it got bigger and bigger as the weekend went along. Amazing. How do you explain just how incredible of a series that really was for you and your team?
Yeah, it was a great series, and it's a series that we're extremely proud of the team, and something that we talked to them after that first game is just gaining that separation and growing and getting better each game so that way we can continue to be successful as we face other teams down the road. So seeing them grow in each opportunity was really exciting.
Were you surprised it came quote-unquote that easy? Nothing to take away from Adams. They're struggling, but you guys really not allowing a run and winning four straight games really looked like the ultimate superior dominating team.
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about that the team's been capable of this entire season. So seeing them be able to put all the pieces together, you know, offense, defense, and the pitchers doing their job was huge.
How key was it to win those games at home, knowing the playoffs are very well within reach and you have this favorable schedule down the stretch?
Yeah, we don't want to get into a point where, you know, we're leaving it up to chance or other teams. So we just want to take care of business on our end and put ourselves in the best position to be successful.
Coach, you had a lot of getting ready for that series to have to happen, right? Snow has been falling, it feels like, forever until about this week when we had 80 degrees, I think, yesterday and 70-something today or whatever it was. You guys had to do a lot of work to get the field cleared off just to play that series. Can you take the fans through what it took to make that field playable to get those series games in?
Yeah, the girls work hard. We take pride in who we are and being able to play at home in front of our home fans. So the girls worked extremely hard all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, getting the field ready to go so we could play those games.
A lot of snow removal, a lot of good moisture on the grass, though, when Pueblo's here in a couple weeks. Ought to be beautiful out there with the outfield coming through with all this heat, right?
We hope so.
we hope so, too. And fans do have another chance to come and watch your Eagle team. Final series of the year is in a few weeks down the road following a couple of road trips as we're visiting with head coach Kaylee Ness, CSC softball, tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow. All right, Kaylee, let's get into some of the specifics of the series and your team. Let's begin with pitching and maybe start with Tori Houck. She's your number one, at least she goes first of the two. You could throw either one, probably first or second. But Tori, the first starter of doubleheaders, she threw a couple of complete games and got the wins. What have you liked from Tori this season and especially in the Adams State series?
I think the biggest thing with Tori is, outside of her abilities and everything, is she knows how to compete. And she's tough and she wants to fight for her team. And, you know, I'd probably have to rip the ball out of her hands just to take her off the field. So I think that helps her, just her mentality and her go-getter attitude to want to be able to put herself in a position to help her team out.
Well, she took that one liner off the shin in a game and battled through it and continued to play and came right back the next day and pitched. And that's a testament to some of the competitiveness and competition that she wants to put out there. And just nothing's going to keep her out of that circle.
Nope. She took one off the wrist too at Regis and she bounced right back. She's tough. She's tough.
And I said shin. It looked like the shin. It sounded like the shin, but I think it was actually the kneecap.
Yeah, it was her kneecap.
So even worse, but she battled through it. She's a true competitor and a real fun player on this team. Fans, Tori Houck, one of the starting pitchers. And then you got true freshman Delaney Farnsworth, kind of 1A, if you will. Those two paired right together, a couple more complete games. And what made Delaney so good in those games with Adams?
Yeah, Delaney does a great job keeping the hitters off balance in terms of her speed. You look at her fastest pitches, which would be her rise and her drop, compared to her changeup. I mean, it's a 20 to 25 mile an hour difference.
Is she coming along faster than maybe you thought, just being a true freshman, or did you expect that she could be this good with one RMAC pitcher's award this season all underneath her? She's already won one. She could have probably won another one this week. Is she ahead of schedule?
Yeah, she's definitely, we had high expectations for her. And the way that she's stepping up and, you know, leading the team in the circle is allowing us to be successful.
She's a phenomenal player, fans. True freshman Delaney Farnsworth. The Eagle pitching staff, really, really good here this year. We're visiting with Kaylee Ness, CSC softball head coach, on the Road Show here tonight, presented by Security First Bank, live at the Ridge in downtown Chatham. If you'd like to join us here live till 7 o'clock tonight for the show, football coach Jay Long is coming up as well. Coach Mackenzie Kroll, we got to get to hitting now because the offense put some runs up on the board this weekend. 5 home runs, 9 RBIs, and I love the batting average. I know that, you know, baseball, softball fans with analytics, batting average may not mean quite what it used to, but 750 is still amazing, and I love batting average still. RMAC Player of the Week, how did she have such a historic series?
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of Max. She's been working really hard these past 2 weeks on making some adjustments on outside pitches and letting the ball travel, especially with slower pitching, and, you know, she's put in a lot of work to, you know, succeed this weekend, so she did a great job.
Has that kind of what's been holding her back a little bit this year? We've seen her last year, and she even talked about it on the post-game show, knowing that struggling with the average and getting base hits this year had been something that's been troubling her. You wouldn't know it based on this last series. She busted out so much. Was she just getting to those outside pitches better, or is she seeing the pitches better, just waiting for the right ones right in the wheelhouse and maybe not chasing balls?
Yeah, and a lot of it is she just sometimes she gets a little antsy in the box, so she tends to attack the ball a little bit early. So we kind of talked about pitch recognition on those outside pitches and kind of reminding her and kind of training her to get back to seeing it deeper in the zone. I'm doing that and then forcing her to see slower pitching.
Mackenzie Kroll, a star last week, and hopefully another big series for the Eagles coming up. 5 home runs, RMAC Player of the Week. Congratulations, Mac, on that RMAC Player of the Week, by the way. Let's talk about another player who did it offensively and defensively. Jalissa Martinez, my goodness, game 3, an inside the park home run. Let's start there, that inside the park home run. I think that's the first time that's ever happened up there, right?
You know, I guess I can't fully attest to that, but it's not easy to do on a field our size by any means. I mean, we got the smallest field in the RMAC with 190 down the line, so it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to hit a triple on that field, nonetheless, in the park home run.
She really had to hoof it to get around there. I think maybe some of the sloppiness of the corner of the field, the way the ball kept running and then maybe tougher to get to, helped Jalissa get that little bit of an edge, and man, she just was racing around those bases, an amazing moment.
Yeah, she's got a lot of speed, and it's nice to be able to utilize that, whether it's on defense or offense for us.
Also followed it up with a 3-run home run, too. So an inside the parker and then over the fence traditional style. What did you see from her on that 3-run homer, and how excited was she in the dugout once she hit that 3-run bomb?
It's always fun when she gets an inside pitch.
Yeah.
She typically does really well with it. So it was exciting for us to see that. The nice thing about Jay is that she has so many different tools in her tool belt. I mean, she can drag bunt, she can slap, she can hit well for contact, and then she can hit for power. So being able to utilize all of her different strengths throughout the game is exciting.
She's somebody you could probably move around in that lineup too, right? Based on how she's doing or where you want to see her produce some runs. You're not just going to stay third or fifth or eighth. You can slide her around in there.
Absolutely, just because she can do so much. And the biggest thing is, you know, she injured her ankle a couple of weeks ago, and we have her back, and she's doing well. And so, you know, she's getting back into the swing of things. So
well,
that's nice.
Looked really healthy over the weekend.
Yeah.
CSC sweeping Adams State this past weekend. We're visiting with Kaylee Ness, head coach of the CSC softball team. Coach, injuries, speaking of those, tough to see Lauren Zimmerman go down on the weekend. She's been having a tremendous season, one of your top hitters this year. Lauren hurt running out of grounder and left the game. She stepped on first base, and maybe you can tell us, did she step on the first baseman's foot or just hit the bag awkwardly trying to run out that grounder? But she went down, needed a little help getting off the field.
Yeah, so Lauren has some just different knee problems that we've been battling. You know, she had surgery back in high school and stuff, so it's something that we've had happen a couple of times before, but she's working hard to be able to be back on the field for us.
Is she, do you expect her to come back this year? Do you guys know yet? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. She's back and practicing with us, and
oh,
we're
good.
Just getting her back into things. So.
Good. It looked much more serious when it actually happened, so that's great news. Glad to hear you'll have her back. And what does it do knowing she is going to be able to be back? I'm sure your heart kind of sunk to the stomach when you saw her go down, losing one of your really good hitters.
Yeah, she's a great hitter for us, and she's been one of our biggest RBI, well, is our biggest RBI producer, so not having her in the lineup definitely would hurt us.
All right. Well, Zim's back, and that is terrific. We're glad to hear that. Coach, softball, like baseball, it's a real situational game. You can do a lot of things based on the situation, who's in the game at what particular time, and the stats factor in, all that good stuff. I feel like your roster really offers you a chance to mix and match a lot of different things this season. How you guys go about like making those choices game to game? Who's playing a certain defensive position? Who's going to be in the lineup? Where they're going to hit? You have a lot of depth, and so we in the games that I have seen a lot of different combinations of people in positions or batting order or certain games they're in or out. And it must be fun to have that ability to set all that up to fit the needs you need.
Yeah, you know, the depth that we have allows us to be able to be a little bit more situational. I mean, we always want to play to our strengths and know what we have to do, but there's sometimes where we know that we need to prioritize our strongest defense versus our strongest offense a little bit and know kind of it's a kind of a give and take based off of the teams that we're playing and what they typically do.
How much has the depth really been an advantage for you this season in the games that you've played? Has it really stood out? Have you seen it be a really big factor?
Yeah, it's nice to have a lot of people that we can rely on, and it's been huge just at practice, being able to watch them just genuinely compete and push each other to get better.
Yeah, you bet. Kaylee Ness with us here on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. We're live at the Ridge here tonight. Okay, let's get to what's coming up next. An exciting series with Black Hills State, a rival in every sport with the Shadron State College Eagles. But they're the last place team in the RMAC. They're struggling. They give you guys a great opportunity to keep climbing toward the playoffs, just a spot out right now. What do you know about this year's Yellow Jacket team, and what are you expecting in that series?
Yeah, so I think the beautiful thing about softball is anyone can beat anyone on any given day. And so we're going in to these games knowing that we still have to play at our best, not only to win the games, but to also just continue to help us grow to be where we want to be. But in terms of kind of what we've seen from them is, you know, if our pitchers can get ahead in the count, then we're able to kind of bait them as a team that typically might chase more pitches.
Yeah.
We'll be able to use that a little bit more for our pitching staff. Takes a little bit pressure off the defense as well. And then in terms of their pitchers, they show that they give up anywhere from 5 to 11 runs on average a game. So as long as we stay disciplined and attack early, you know, we're excited to see what our hitters will do.
Sure, and it's interesting with Black Hills State that you guys haven't played up there in a handful of years. What, 5 or 6 seasons
yep.
now?
Yep, it's been a minute. You know, it's hard for them to get home games, and, you know, we get hit by snow here, and they seem to get hit much harder.
Yeah, a little bit further north than we are.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure, and good for them to have a home game in front of hopefully some fans that come out and will watch them. There was a thought this series might end up moving down here, but they haven't played one home game this year, right?
Correct, yep. And, you know, originally it looked like it was kind of supposed to rain and snow there, and so we were kind of discussing if, you know, games would have to move here since our weather looked better, but things have kind of cleared up, so we'll be there Saturday and Sunday playing some games.
Always fun playing at home, but it's nice to take a little road trip, too, as well. So.
Yeah, and it's an easy road trip to make.
Yeah, it's one of the easiest ones in the league, so
yep.
That's a good one, you bet. All right, Coach Ness with us tonight on the Radio Roadshow here as well as the video podcast. You can tune in on YouTube and check out our video podcast replay anytime you want, the video cast. Coach, last two series you have coming up on the schedule, those are also really favorable as well. You play at UCCS down in Colorado Springs, and then you have Pueblo coming up that we've mentioned to close out the month. So what are you looking ahead to those teams and forward in how great of an opportunity it is to pick up some more wins and then try to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, each game is an opportunity to get us one step closer to where we want to be. Our season was kind of front-loaded in terms of the higher RMAC teams.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, which is kind of a double-edged sword, right? You know, you get to play the tougher talent, kind of shows you where you stand, where you need to grow, what you need to do better, but sometimes it's kind of like, man, I would love to play them right now with
yes.
how our team is. You know, we're finally getting consistent, and we're putting all those pieces together, but now that we got this momentum, we just hope to take that into these next games.
That's one of the things I would like to see it, with the way you're playing now against like a CCU or
right.
Metro and Regis, and those are still some very good teams. And Colorado Christian's one of the best in the entire country. They certainly deserve the respect and the accolades, but it'd be nice to see when a team really starts hitting their stride, they can pick up some big wins. Do you feel like you guys are the most dangerous team maybe in the RMAC right now?
100%. Absolutely, and it's exciting. It's a really exciting thing.
It is. It's fun to go in the playoffs that way, too. If, you know, say you end up as a 5 seed or a 6, you get those number 1s and 2s kind of overlooking things a little bit, and you don't have the bullseye on your chest in terms of everybody gunning for you, right? It's a sneaky, kind of positive way sometimes to do it.
Yeah, and, you know, with that being said, it's been nice. We have, you know, even those top teams have made comments about, you know, the things that our team has done and how, you know, they're lucky that we haven't been hitting, you know, consistently and stuff like that. So our goal is to be able to see those teams in the conference tournament and be able to kind of show them exactly what we can really do.
That's great. Coach Ness on our show here tonight. A few more questions with you, Coach, before we let you go. Always appreciate you visiting with us on the radio. And what have you learned most about your team this season from the start to right now? There's been a lot of growth, it sounds like, from you of this team and what we saw at Adams State and how dominating you were. What kind of things are you learning about the ladies?
I think just their ability to fight, to overcome adversity and failure and find a way to be consistent, find a way to help the team in whatever role you're in. It's been a really exciting thing because that's what matters the most, and that's what translates to wins is, you know, being a team and wanting, you know, the team's success over your own success and just really coming together to make things work.
And former head coach Rob Stack is on the staff right now. He was the head coach and is back this spring. You were an assistant under Coach Stack back when both of us kind of were getting started here at Shadron State many years ago. I remember in those RMAC tournaments, riding the bus, sitting next to you, getting to know you, and you learning from Coach Stack. And now Rob helping out. How great is it to have Coach Stack back and bring his experience, his knowledge, and the success that he's had with the program to take all of that and help infuse it into the team and see what you guys are doing now?
Yeah, you know, I have the utmost respect for Coach when I was assistant, and nothing has changed now. So it's a kind of a beautiful thing to come full circle and still be able to look up to him and have him back on staff helping out.
It's fun to have him back out there on the field, isn't it? It seems natural, you know, Coach Stack walking around on a baseball, softball diamond, you know, so dirt, grass, and
just feels right.
Bats, I mean, it's where he needs to be. So it's great to see him out there and fun to watch him and see you guys come together and coach this team to great success so far this year. Coach Kaylee Ness, our guest here tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Kaylee, thanks so much. Great job. Appreciate having you on. Wish you the best of luck against Black Hills State and on the road down in Colorado Springs. And we'll see you guys back here, hopefully, with that playoff spot already clinched, and we're making our way up towards maybe one of those top seeds.
That's the goal. Well, thank you.
All right. You got it. That's Kaylee Ness again, our first guest here tonight. Coming up next on the road show, we're going to have head coach Jay Long of CSC football. Spring football is coming to a close this week. We're going to preview the game that's coming up on Friday night and get all the details with Coach about some of the positional battles, how practices have gone, updates on the team. It's all coming up next right here on the CSC Sports Roadshow live at the Ridge in Shadron.